ABC News. The 11 candidates standing for the French presidency are taking part in the final set-piece televised encounter of the campaign. They're sharing a stage, but are being interviewed one by one as they seek to win over the electorate ahead of Sunday's first round of voting. First before the cameras was the hard-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Details are just coming in that two policemen are reported to have been shot in central Paris. The authorities have ordered the evacuation of areas close to the Champs-Élysées. State media in Iran say the former president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has been disqualified from standing in next month's presidential election. Only six people have been approved by the Guardian Council, the clerical body which vets candidates. Riot police in the Venezuelan capital Caracas have fired tear gas at opposition demonstrators, taking part in a second day of protests against the government of Nicolas Maduro amid a serious economic crisis. Three people were killed during marches on Wednesday. President Trump has ordered an inquiry into the amount of Chinese and other foreign-made steel imported into the United States and whether that volume is a threat to national security. The U.S. Commerce Secretary has said a quarter of all steel used in the American market was produced in China. The Supreme Court in Moscow has banned the Russian branch of Jehovah's Witnesses after deeming the Christian group an extremist organization. Russia's Justice Ministry says its pamphlets incite hatred. The Jehovah's Witnesses reject the assertions. Two separate models of flying cars have been unveiled at a luxury goods show in Monaco. The first is 6 meters in length with retractable wings. It's made by a Slovak company and will cost more than €1 million. The second is made in the Netherlands and has a sale price of less than €500,000. BBC News.